Hello and welcome everybody to my Tuesday conference call. I'm Ted Keyes, your top freight agent training expert here in Southern California. This is a free high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for top producing freight agents at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. On the call today, I will show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially. And after the call, go to my website, TedKeysOnline.com, to hear more of my podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and while you're there, go ahead and visit my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight-moving products to really explode your business today. When you arrive at my Freight Sales Success Store, you'll see a host of products available. The first one you'll see is my flagship product. That is my Freight Sales Success Guide. Typically for beginner and struggling freight agents, I do provide this free of charge, however, to those who join our highly productive office. Next product you'll see available there is my Freight Sales Success Quotes. These are motivators to assist you in getting on the phone daily and connecting with the marketplace. My next product you'll see there is my Freight Sales Success Skills. You're going to see when you get into this profession that a tremendous amount of different skills are required to be successful. My Freight Sales Success Skills provides that for you. And another product you'll see available there is my Freight Sales Success Training. This is a 17-video course that will literally take you from knowing little or nothing about moving freight to covering your first load and beyond. All these products available today at my Freight Sales Success Store. And while you're there on my website taking in all this free information, just go to my contact page. Click on the contact link. It'll take you to my contact page. When you get there, off to the right will be some spaces for you to enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your weekly email invite to this and every call. By doing that, you'll also receive the free attachments that I provide on each and every call. Also, you'll receive my free report that's been downloaded thousands of times before, 11 ways freight agents will and do increase their income. And if you have any questions today, any questions about what I talked about today, or more specifically, are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team? Then give me a call, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic is listening mistakes that freight sales agents avoid. Let me say that again, listening mistakes that freight sales agents avoid. And let me just clarify that a little bit. We're going to talk about listening mistakes that successful freight sales agents avoid. So for those of you that are on my email contact list, just go to any one of those email invites that I sent you today, scroll down to the bottom, and we're going to go over that first attachment, titled Listening Mistakes That Freight Sales Agents Avoid. Now, if there's one skill that you must get good at, not good but just excellent, is the skill of listening. Listening to your prospects, listening to your customers. After all, how will you provide solutions to them if you don't ask questions and listen to those most important responses that you're going to get back from them? So again, just scroll down to that first attachment. Again, listening mistakes freight sales agents avoid, and then we'll get going on the call here. So just in opening up that attachment, although you think you're a great listener, studies will show and are showing that that is far from true. Now, let me give you a case in point here, guys. 50% of you that are listening on the call today will not remember this call seconds after you get off of it. And another staggering 75% of you are going to forget all about it within 24 hours of me conducting it. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that poor listening is going to hold you back in any profession, and especially in this, your freight sales profession. If you're only listening to your prospects with one ear, there's no way you'll develop the best solutions for their freight requirements and what they actually require from you to move their freight. Now, are you ready to find out where your listening skills must be improved? Yes? Well, Here's the six biggest listening mistakes of freight sales agents. The six biggest listening mistakes that I'm going to go over right now of freight sales agents. The first mistake that freight sales agents make and that you must avoid and improve on is the overuse of affirmative words. That is the overusing of affirmative words. Now, let me ask you this. Do you confirm with your freight prospects that you're listening to with words like, uh-huh, yeah, right, okay, and this one I hate so much, oh my God, or OMG? I mean, do you actually use those types of words, you know, just to confirm that you're listening to them? Beware when you say these words. Again, I'm going to say it, beware when you say these words. These filler phrases drive some prospects and customers crazy. I, for one, and it's hard to stay focused when they're listening or when I'm listening to your soundtrack or my soundtrack of this going round and round, yep, 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 another affirmative word that you've got to get rid of. These phrases, again, these phrases also show your inattention when your prospect hasn't finished their thought. As well, guys, you know, when they say, I'm searching for a freight agent who will, and then they're about to divulge all this to you, and then you interpret with, yeah, I'll do that, or yes, I can do that. Basically, you're cutting them off before they even finish. It appears that you're just pretending to pay attention to them. So here's your simple fix, guys, real quick fix. Here's what you do. Just stay quiet while your prospect continues to talk and wait for them to finish what they're saying. What a easy fix that is. Stay quiet while your prospect continues to talk and wait for them to finish what they're saying. That is the best thing that you can do. Give them thoughtful answers that clearly respond to what they just said, showing them that you're actually listening to what they said. That's the best way to show that you're truly, truly engaged with them. So the first thing to avoid, the first mistake to avoid, is the overuse of affirmative words. Let's go to number two. Number two, second listening mistake to avoid is to focus or to keep focusing on what to say next. One more time, focusing on what to say next. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, most freight agents start to think about what they'll say next only seconds. Again, only seconds after your prospect starts talking to you. Now, think of how important it is when they actually start talking to you, and you're already thinking about what to say or what to respond to them. When you find yourself going down this path, guys, put your mental brakes on. Why is that? Well, here's why. The more energy you spend mulling over your reply, initially, that is, the less effective your reply is going to be. That's because a great response connects to the end of your prospect's thought. Again, a great response is the one that connects to the end, not the beginning, but the end of your prospect's thought, not at the start. So unless you're fully focused with them, okay, unless you're fully focused with them from start to finish, you won't be able to deliver that reply that builds well off of there. So the second mistake to avoid is to focus on what to say next. Don't listen to what they say initially. Focus on what they say at the end. That is the response that you are, that is the thought that you are to respond with, what they said at the end, not the beginning. Third mistake to avoid, again, third mistake that successful freight sales agents avoid is finishing your prospect's thoughts. Again, finishing your prospect's thoughts. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, hang tight here, guys. Finishing your prospect's sentences, all right? Jumping in when they lose their train of thought definitely shows that you're on the same page. However, the strategy can easily backfire. Now, why is that? How and why can it backfire on you? Well, if you're completely off base with your finishing of their thought, it makes you appear that you're less in sync with them. You'll also appear like you're impatient. Have fun having a productive conversation with someone that you've just been pursuing for a while. Hey, a while could be a week, a month, 6 months, a year, who feels you're bored or frustrated with their pace. For these reasons alone, resist the urge to interrupt. Again, resist that urge to interrupt and finish their thoughts, guys. Even when you're 99% sure you know what your prospect is going to say next. So the third mistake to avoid is finishing your prospect's thoughts. Fourth mistake to avoid that successful freight sales agents avoid is passing judgment on your prospects. Let me say that again, passing judgment on your prospects. What do I mean by that? Well, how often have you silently judged you, not you, but a friend, or more specifically, your freight prospect for making a poor shipping decision, or specifically, not knowing something? I mean, how often have you done that? Just think about how often you've judged, you know, somebody that you know for making a poor decision. We have the ability to do that same thing with our freight prospects. Yeah, it seems harmless to criticize your prospect in your head, that is, not verbally, but in your head. But if you don't respect them, it's going to seep into your interactions with them. Then they definitely will not have any desire to work with you. Next time you're tempted to judge your prospects, again, next time, remember that you have more expertise in that specific area than they do. Again, that's basically why you're in there, because you have more experience. Be grateful for that. Again, I'll say it again, be grateful because you have more experience in that specific field. Because if you didn't know more, they wouldn't require your assistance to move freight in that particular area. So the fourth mistake to avoid is passing judgment on your prospects. Let's talk about mistake number five. Again, mistake number five that successful freight sales, listening mistakes that freight sales agents avoid, mistake number five is using your computer, again, actually using your computer for taking notes while you're talking to them, conversing with them, and relating and building a relationship with them. Taking notes while listening to your freight prospects is a must. Hey, I provide those spaces on your sales call information sheet, even in the freight sales success guide that I provide for those that join our office, to write down that important information. But when your prospect can actually hear you typing, when you're actually using a typewriter or a computer to take notes, they'll figure that you're answering emails, that's one thing, or messaging other customers instead of paying attention to them. What's going to happen? You're going to appear less engaged and not more engaged. To let them know you're listening, again, to let them know you're listening, give them verbal signals. Here's a couple examples. Hold on. I mean, you're actually going to interrupt them. Hold on. I'm writing that down. Or another one is, give me a sec. I'm adding what you just said to my notes. Also, as a last resort or just another option, mute the phone when your prospect's talking to cut out any background noise that's going on either with them or you. So listening mistake number five to avoid is using your computer to take notes while you're conversing with them. Listening mistake number six that successful freight sales agents avoid is making the wrong telephone sounds. I know you're asking, Ted, what on earth do you mean by that? Well, your telephone language, believe it or not, will also make or break a conversation with your freight prospects. Imagine while you're having a conversation with them that you're yawning or you're tapping your feet during the telephone call or just during a telephone call. Even if your replies are spot on, they'll remember that you were checked out during your conversation with them. You tap your feet, you yawn, believe me, your prospects will remember that. So, do you think you're off the hook for phone calls when you do that? Your body language doesn't just influence how others perceive you, it also shapes how you feel as well. Just as I'm giving in another example here of using the wrong telephone sounds. Your prospect might not be able to see you sitting up straight, just like you can't see me sitting up straight right now, but they'll notice whether you're focused in on their conversation with them or not. So, just major points. Major points to wrap up this conversation here, my conference call topic today. Here are some major points to consider in just wrapping this up. The first point to consider is this. Hearing your prospects is one thing, all right? Hearing your prospects is one thing. Second, actually listening to them and what they're telling you is a different skill altogether. So hearing them, number one, is one thing. Listening to them, actually listening and taking in what they're saying, is a different listening skill altogether. The third point to make is, once you've corrected those six major listening mistakes, you'll find it much easier to truly absorb what your freight prospects are actually saying and revealing to you. So once you figure out how to avoid those listening mistakes, those six major listening mistakes, as I said earlier, you'll find it much easier to truly absorb what your freight prospect is actually saying and revealing to you. The fourth major point to remember, guys, is then and only then will you propose, then and only then will you propose and provide, most importantly, the successful freight sales solutions that they are seeking. So again, real quickly, those six listening mistakes that successful freight sales agents avoid. The first one is the overuse of affirmative words. That's number one. Number two, listening mistake number two is focusing on what to say next. Mistake number three is finishing your prospect's thoughts. Mistake number four is passing judgment on your prospects and your customers and whoever you're talking to for that matter. Mistake number five, get rid of this one, using your computer for notes. And mistake number six is making the wrong telephone sounds. Avoid these listening mistakes at all costs. Once you get those and wean them out of your system, you will truly see your freight sales fly. Remember that. And speaking of remembering, let's go ahead and move on to that second attachment as we visit our six freight sales success quotes for the day to give you that motivation, again, to connect correctly with the marketplace. Just go ahead and open up that second attachment. That second attachment reads, again, these are my freight sales success quotes. I go over six on every call. The first one is, remember, when you're contacting or when you're calling your prospects and customers, all these go hand in hand with my topic today of listening mistakes to avoid. The first one is, remember, again, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that until people get to know you, really, until people, and when I say in this case, until prospects and customers get to know you, you're just not going to move their freight. That's plain and simple. Now, you may ask, well, how are they going to get to know me? How are they going to know me? The best way for them to know you is to call them, ask them specific questions about what they do, and actually listen to what they say. Avoid all those listening mistakes that I just went over. And when you avoid those, you'll be able to provide the solutions that you have for them. So remember, again, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that until prospects and customers get to know you, you won't move their freight. How will you move their freight? Call them up, ask them questions, listen to what they say, and then provide the solutions that they require. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell, our profession, freight sales 101. Let's move on to attachment number three there. Attachment number three reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have the answers? Again, do you have the answers that your prospects and customers really require? After you've listened to their issues, their challenges, their problems, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have the answers that your prospects and your customers require? Because if you don't have the answers, again, they just won't utilize you. How will you get the answers? You'll get the answers by going through the process, by posting loads, by talking to carriers, by covering their loads. That's how you provide the answers. And the more answers you come up with, the more folks that you can make contact with the marketplace. However, if you don't have answers that they require, again, you're just not going to move their freight. So I pose it one more time. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, do you have the answers that your prospects and your customers require when you contact them? Let's move on to attachment number four. Attachment number four reads, again, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, how much time are you spending each day learning something new? One more time. How much time are you spending each day learning something new? Now, for all of you that are on the call today, I commend you. Why? Because you're on the call listening to me, who's been there, done that before. You're actually listening to something new. My question to you is, will you now take this and apply it? Because really, that's when we actually learn something. Not when it's being told to us. We learn when we actually apply that skill and get better and better and better at it. However, just in a general sense, just in a totally general sense, whether it be, you know, improving your listening skills, improving your asking skills, deep down, how much time are you spending each day learning something new? Because if you don't learn something new daily, your level of achievement is going to be stuck. It's going to be stuck at that plateau. And really, it's going to be stuck at what you've studied. I mean, when you continue to study, when you continue to apply, that's when you learn, that's when you forge ahead in your profession. So I'll ask you again, how much time are you spending each day learning something new? Let's move on to attachment number five. Attachment number five reads, remember, again, when you're calling your prospects and customers, the sooner you apply it, the faster it becomes part of your mastery process. What a great answer for the one I just talked about, learning something new daily. Because here's the response to that. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, the sooner you apply it, not a week from now, not a month from now, not a week from now, but right after I get off the phone today or first thing tomorrow morning, when you make that attempt to avoid these listening mistakes, the sooner you apply it, the faster it becomes part of your mastery process. And that goes with everything that you attempt. Again, the sooner you apply it, whatever it is that you're attempting to master, the faster it becomes of your mastery process. If you just take and shove it on the bookshelf, that's where it's going to stay, and it's not going to assist you at all in getting better in this profession. That is a great point. All these are great points. Let me finish with the last one here, and that is remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, I take it back, this is my second to the last one, attachment number five, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that it's not stalking when it works. If somebody actually said to you, hey, stop stalking me, you would stop connecting with them. You'd stop calling them. However, if they're not saying anything, continue to make contact with them. Even though your conscience is telling you, hey, you've already called them this week, you've already called them today, if they're not complaining, continue to make contact with them. I know this word stalking is a little, I'm exaggerating it, but if it's not stalking when it works, if they have no problem with you connecting with them, keep connecting. Obviously, there's something about you that your prospects and your customers like that they want you to continue calling them. So, here's the main rule: you stop connecting with somebody when they tell you to stop. If they haven't told you to stop, continue connecting with them. That's the main rule when it comes to building relationships. Let's go ahead and open up that last attachment, attachment number 7. Hold on. Attachment number 7 reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, this is such a great point. Opportunity is everywhere. There's opportunity right now just in listening to my conference call. You are picking up bits of information that you can then utilize to seize opportunity tomorrow or this afternoon. But always remember, opportunity is everywhere, and it's everywhere in infinite forms. Few spot it. My question to you is, do you? And if you're not, you just don't see it yet, and you won't see it until you take these actions that I'm teaching you and actually apply them. Opportunity will never present itself if you're not taking action, if you're not taking these skills and applying them with your customers, with your prospects, to the marketplace, with your carriers. But I'll say this again, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, that opportunity is everywhere. It's everywhere and it's infinite. The challenge is few spot it. My question is, do you, meaning do you spot it? Great, great topic today. Listening mistakes freight sales agents avoid. Listening mistakes that freight sales agents avoid. Just in closing today, guys, real good question. Do you want to receive those email notices for this and every call that I give? Then go to my website, tedkeysonline.com/contacts. Over to the right, enter your contact details. The best question that I could ask you is this. Are you ready, because you're on the call today, there's a reason, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? Then give me, Ted Keys, a call. I'm at 626-309-9141. Thank you so much for joining me today on my Tuesday conference call. I'll see you all again next week, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next week. Bye-bye.